It's story time then. We follow Christ in the communion service. And the verse says, after the same manner, or in the same way, also he took the cup when he had supped, or after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. And Bob, if she ever pops in, just tell him to knock me out. 1 Corinthians 11:25. Christ was standing at the point of transition or change between two economies and their great festivals. By the feast, the Jews were to celebrate the coming of the Messiah. And by the Lord's Supper, the Christians are to look forward to Jesus' second coming. As he ate the Passover with his disciples, he instituted or started in its place, in the place of the Passover, the service that was to be the memorial of his great sacrifice, that was to help us remember his death for our sins. The national festival of the Jews was to pass away forever. The national festival was called Passover, a special service to help the Israelites remember their deliverance from Egypt, Egyptian bondage. The service which Christ established or started was to be observed by his followers in all lands and through all ages, till he shall come the second time in power and glory. This ordinance, or the Lord's Supper, is to be celebrated. It is at these, his appointments, an appointment is like a date, a special occasion when people meet together. It is at these, his appointments, that Christ meets his people and energizes or encourages them by his presence. All who come with their faith fixed upon him will be greatly blessed. All who neglect these seasons of divine privilege will suffer loss. If you don't celebrate the Lord's Supper, you lose a blessing. Of them it may appropriately or truly be said, ye are not all clean. But the communion service was not to be a season of sorrowing. This was not its purpose. They are not to recall or remember the differences between them and their brethren. The preparatory service has embraced all this. The service of foot washing should have cleared up all the problems between the people. Now they come to meet with Christ. They are not to stand in the shadow of the cross, but in its saving light. They are to open the soul to the bright beams of the Son of Righteousness. And if you can picture this, a cross standing in the middle of an area and the shadow being cast backward toward creation, the light being on the opposite side, and that's the side we're on. They are to open the soul to the bright beams of the Sun of Righteousness. With hearts cleansed by Christ's most precious blood, in full consciousness of his presence, they are to feel his presence. Although unseen, they are to hear his words, peace I leave with you. And the rest of that verse, and my peace give I unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your hearts be troubled. The communion service points to Christ's second coming. It was designed to keep this hope vivid in the minds of the disciples. To keep this hope vivid in our minds means we are to always keep a picture of Jesus' second coming in our minds. Surely you have seen a picture painted of Christ's second coming. That's what you're supposed to keep in mind. Ask your mama to show you a picture of Jesus' second coming. And then always remember that picture and pray to be faithful. In their tribulation or troubles and trials, they found comfort in the hope of their Lord's return. Unspeakably precious, or very precious to them, was the thought, as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Sons and Daughters of God, page 158. And our verse again says, after the same manner, or in the same way, he took the cup when he had supped, or after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. 1 Corinthians 11:25. And as we celebrate the ordinances of the Lord's Supper, we are to remember as best we can in our picture in our minds, the disciples in the upper room celebrating the ordinance of the Last Supper.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Just want to call a little attention for 5 minutes, dear ones. I apologize for not being here earlier. It was just a misunderstanding, dear ones, and I hope and pray that you'll have a little blessing to Brother Dick with the little story that he's given. But by God's grace, next Sabbath, we will be back on schedule. Sabbath blessing, everyone. And for those that are listening on the radio and also on the phone and later on the recording, Sabbath blessing, everyone. And I apologize and I pray that you all forgive me.